The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voice.
I'm not sure if this is a good or a bad thing. I just got asked by the producer if today's broadcast is going to be appropriate for the Republic Broadcast airwaves. I think it is. By the way, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever it is near you. My name is Donald Trump. No, what is my name? Well, many of you might recognize my voice. I know it's been a while, but hopefully you remember me. I remember you. I'm Bob Tuscan. And today I'll be rocking the Intel Report, the National Intel Report. So this should be fun. We'll hear from some people that I haven't heard from in a while. We'll hear from some new people, all in the Bob Tuscan RBN family. And we got a lot to talk about. I have probably, I don't know, 2-3 years of built-up topics to discuss. So it's a good opportunity for me to get it off my chest. I always found radio to be cathartic. Especially when you live in a world of such disaster, of such evil. And then again, I take that back, because we also live in a world of such beauty, of such love. There's so many great aspects of life. And if we get too caught up in the fear porn, we forget about those things. So a lot of what I've been up to, in case you're wondering, if you want to get a quick catch up with Bob talk, a lot of what I've been up to is getting back to the fundamentals, which is family, food, music. Yes, I've had to chase some Federal Reserve notes. I'm unfortunately still playing that game a little bit. But nonetheless, I'm doing so in as sovereign of a fashion as I possibly can. Advocating for my community, advocating for my family, trying to steer away from tyranny at every turn. But don't worry, folks. The police, they are here to help fight against the New World Order. They're not order followers. They're most certainly benevolent beings running around in costumes with badges on. And if you don't believe me, just read some of the headlines here. For instance, the police have been going around doing random acts of kindness. Inspired by a generous donation from a family in the community, California's Oceanside Police Department is performing random acts of kindness all throughout 2022. And if that's not good enough, California Police Department is also handing out $100 to grocery shoppers after getting $20,000 in donations. And if you want something warm and fuzzy to look up on the interwebs, just look up random acts of kindness, the Oceanside Police Department, and you'll see them not tasing people, not shooting people, not taking away people's freedoms for absolutely no reason because some bureaucracy told them to do so, but they're hugging people and kissing them and giving them gift certificates to food. If you can still get food on the grocery store shelves, that is. And obviously, getting food is a big part of what's to come here. And a big reason why I have been focused on growing freedom. And I'll talk a little bit about Growing Freedom, my documentary, Growing Freedom, the movement, and so much more as we go throughout today's broadcast. I am going to keep the phone lines open, 1-800-313-9443. How about that, Mr. Producer? I still remember the number. Pretty cool, huh? 1-800-313-9443. We better get some calls tonight. Okay, I want to hear from you. I really do. I miss you guys. So give me a call. Don't be shy. We have a local line as well at 512-248-8252. That's 512. Let's get this out straight here. 512-248-8252. Operators are standing by for your call. All right. So I'm in the state of Florida, and I want to share with you that Ron DeSantis is not our savior, that no politician will ever be our savior. But nonetheless, at some point on today's show, I want to talk a little bit about what this guy is doing here in the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis expects the constitutional carry situation to improve here, where we will be able to do what ought to be our God-given right, but nonetheless, well, it is. It is our God-given right. We just have these arbitrary powers that shouldn't be get in the way of what we know is our right, which is to protect ourselves. And we don't have to go over the whole gun debate again. You know, at the end of the day, it's an inanimate object. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And I don't know how much more of a straightforward, logical argument you can get. I mean, that might as well be out of the Vulcan handbook. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. So we'll talk a little bit about DeSantis and what he's doing here in the state of Florida. I want to tell you about what's in my garden. I want to tell you about some disturbing news on the family front. What they're doing to the family structure is appalling. It's satanic. It's disgusting. I don't really want to talk about it, but I have to highlight some of these headlines, and I'll get to that at some point too. But first, I want to talk about an old friend of mine. Hadn't had an interview with him in many years, many, many years, but just today, as I was reading through some headlines, and I try to turn the news off as much as possible, but just today as I was reading through some headlines, the Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, somebody who probably was not just on my show, but many of the shows you may have listened to over the years, pled guilty to seditious conspiracy as pressure intensified against him and his cronies. I don't know how he got grouped into all of the unrest at the Capitol. I feel really bad because it's not a good look for real Oath Keepers. Whether he was in the wrong or not, which I don't think he was, it's still being exploited to talk down to people that are constitutionalists, that God forbid they believe in natural law rights. God forbid they think that our kangaroo courts are a part of a system of control and are not intended for sovereign human beings, not sovereign citizens. That's an oxymoron, of course. Saying sovereign citizen is like saying jumbo shrimp. How can you be sovereign and a citizen at the same time? But yeah, it looks like, according to the plea, it wasn't Stuart Rhodes. It was another one of his members in his organization, Brian Ulrich. Okay, so I have to redact that statement that it was Stuart. No, it was Brian Ulrich. I guess I assumed Stuart would have been the only one that would make the news from the Oath Keepers. But no, Brian Ulrich, one of the 11 members of the Oath Keepers, is facing sedition-related charges. What would a sedation-related charge be? Anyways, he pled guilty to obstruction of an official proceeding. and he could face more than 6 years in prison. All right, let's kick things off and go to the phone lines. 1-800-313-9443. I see the lines are already filling up, but we do have some room for you, and I'll break in and out of things that I want to talk about to talk with you and hear what's on your mind. Cletus in Georgia. How are you, Cletus?
Bob Tuscan, is it really you?
Can you believe it?
I can't believe Bob Tuscan is back on the airwaves. It's so good to hear you, brother.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. What have you been up to, Cletus? What's been going on in your life?
Man, you know, I heard you talking about sovereignty and God-given rights, and I think a lot of people have forgotten this country was founded on our God-given rights. And frankly, it all boils down to if you don't cause any harm, injury, or loss to another fellow man or woman, then there are no reason for lawyers, laws, and courts, and cops, etc. But like you were mentioning, the bar has just infiltrated our wonderful country, and it's been in the pit since.
So what would you say to those out there that say, okay, that sounds good on paper, philosophically speaking, but how do we command justice in a world without these arbitrary laws?
You can't, man. It's too far gone. I've been trying to fight the courts for years. Until the bar is removed, not going to happen. But
are you one of these guys that drives around without a license or a license plate?
You know, I know some guys that do that, and limited success. But I just want to change topics real quick. I got a question for you, Bob.
Sure.
How does, and I want to get off the phone because I know you got other callers. How does the, what are your thoughts on the, so the UN, right? They've enacted or they've created this global pandemic response where there'll be just one voice or one response to any future pandemics. But if there's no globe, how can there be a global response?
Ah, you're one of these flat earth guys. Well, let me take that a step further.
I just don't believe there's a globe.
Let me take that a step further for a moment. We think that this unification, right, the United Nations with their one world government. We think that it's starting to solidify even more with the unified front against the scamdemic, right? We think that's really bringing it together. Wait until you see what happens, and let's put the shape of the Earth aside for a moment. And I know you sounds like you want to go down that rabbit hole, which
no,
we could, you know,
not really.
Talk about whatever. But let's put that aside for just one moment. Wait until you see what happens when Project Bluebeam enacts a extraterrestrial threat. And then you think the little germs and sneezing and wearing a mask stuff is out of hand. Wait until we have to watch out for the aliens coming after us. And then you'll truly see this new world order.
I think you know, Bob Tuscan, that the real issue coming down the pipe towards us all is the climate issue, the climate change and your carbon footprint, and they're going to have climate lockdowns. You know, they've already, there's whispers of no driving anywhere on Sundays across the entire earth. You know, they're working towards those things, and everybody should be concerned. And I'm glad to hear you on the airwaves again, Bob. I'm going to jump off, man.
All right, Cletus, thanks for your call. Appreciate talking with you. I got Andy in Texas coming up next, but looks like we have a caller, Bob in Florida on line 5. Bob in Florida, welcome to the show. Bobby, are you there? Bob in Florida.
Yes.
Hi there. What's going on, buddy?
Not much.
What are you concerned about? What are you up to?
Just thinking about making a survival structure.
A survival structure? And why would anybody need a survival structure?
In case that it comes to it and you need to bug out.
Bug out? Okay, so tell me, what does that mean? What does bugging out mean?
It means, like, the area that you were previously located in is no longer safe to survive, and you need to, in a way, take a temporary vacation. It's kind of like taking a vacation.
It's like a temporary vacation. That's true. Are you a prepper, or do you have a homestead? Tell me what you do in case you don't have to leave and you're able to stay in place.
Well, I just continue doing what we're currently doing. I continue collecting eggs. If it come to it, we would have to, unfortunately, butcher off some of our animals, even though we do have a stable supply of water, and we do have a lot of animals and eggs to carry us through. And as an added bonus, we are in a pretty remote area.
Yeah, that's pretty important. And water is important, too. Do you have access to water there?
Yeah, well, it's electric.
Well, water, huh?
It's electric, but there is a hand pump feature, so you could, of course, pump water out of it by hand.
Absolutely. That's smart. Your mom and dad are pretty smart, huh?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I think I am your father.
Yes.
Am I your dad? Is this Bob Tuscan Jr.?
Yeah, I was just thinking, why would you compliment yourself? You just compliment yourself live on radio in front of a lot of people.
That's true. I didn't know if the listeners were going to catch on that you're calling in and that you're my son and I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, buddy, this is your first ever time to call into the show. Actually, Mr. Producer, you might recall, didn't we have him on when he was just a baby once in a while? I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah, I remember. Right. I remember Junior. He's been around a couple of times.
Yeah, it's the producer. Can they hear you, by the way, Mr. Producer?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah.
Can they hear you?
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Okay, cool. Son, anything else you want to say?
Not really.
Let me ask you one question. Is Bill Gates a nice guy or a bad guy?
He's neither. He's a satanic guy.
Satanic guy? And let me ask you another question. How many vaccines have you gotten over the years?
Zero.
What?
Absolutely zero.
No vaccines?
Zero.
Are you healthy?
Not even at birth.
Wow. Wow. And are you homeschooled?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Do you like it?
Yes.
All right. Anything else going on? Let's go, Brandon.
No, what I was trying to say is we have baby chicks just hatching out.
We have baby chicks. Oh, man, I wish we could show the listeners a picture of just how cute the chicks are.
I did name my goat Brandon, though.
You named your goat Brandon?
Yep.
All right, well, don't get me kicked off the air. We're not allowed to use curse words, so we can't talk too much about Let's Go Brandon, okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right, I love you so much. Thanks for calling in, okay?
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, bye. Love you. Well, that was fun. You never know who's going to call. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, thanks for bearing with us. How are you?
Hey, Bob, long time no listen to you. How old is our young buddy we just listened to?
He's 9 years old, if you can believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was having a problem deciding whether this was a voice that he sounded a lot older, you know.
He's doing pretty well. Andy, would you mind holding over the break and we'll talk some more?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do it. We'll be back in just a moment. What a fun first segment. Got a lot to get to. Stand by.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Thanks for tuning in on a Friday night. Bob Tuscan here. It's been a while. Glad to have you with us. 800-313-9443. We're taking your phone calls. That is if the powers that shouldn't be and their new Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board that the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, how do you say his name? I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce it correctly. He testified during a budget hearing on the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security that a disinformation governance board, of course, had indeed been created. This is not out of George Orwell's 1984, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real governmental agency. And, of course, it's been created to fight the spread of disinformation on the internet, including this very broadcast, which I'm very proud to have you with me. So let's go back to the lines and talk with another disinformation agent. Let's see. Andy, are you still there with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, and I still like the idea of you teaching your son the right way to grow up. We need more kids like that, and thank God there's people like you out there raising them. Having said that, have you heard of the name Jack Lang?
Jack Lang. No, not offhand.
Okay, so he's one of those people who got thrown into the 800 people gulag in Washington, D.C. And apparently there's a side to this, unless I've been just blindsided. There's another side to D.C. or January 6th than I have seen, because apparently this guy, during the J6 time going on, I think you can go to J6.org or J6truth.org or something, you can find all this out. But I was watching some video, Harrison Smith on InfoWars, the morning show or whatnot, had this guy on. He was calling from the gulag, and he's been transferred from several different gulags from D.C. and he's somewhere, he's been 3-4 different times. Now he's in New York somewhere, I guess. But apparently there was some other killings. Now, we're thinking that, you know, only a cop died because he had a heart attack later, and that girl who got shot was the only one who died. But apparently somewhere else in the Capitol there was police beating the hell out of people. And this Jack Lang guy, and there is video, so it's hard to dispute this. These cops are beating the hell out of some girl at the Capitol, somewhere in the neighborhood of the Capitol, beating the hell out of her, and he tries to save her, and he can't. But then he ends up, being declared, well, he saved two other people, maybe even more, who knows, but he kept pulling people from the depths of the cops beating the hell out of them. And then they charged him with hate crimes. Now, he's an open, he says, I'm an open Jewish person, and I saved a black man. And you're calling me a racist extremist? So this guy's been sitting there for a year and a half. It's not any different than Schaefer Cox or any of these other people that were in the gulag here. He's no different. But the point is that how in the hell, Bob, are we sitting here having a conversation and not actually plotting a way to get these people out of there? Because there's absolutely no reason for them to be there.
Yeah, and I can't agree enough with many of your statements. However, I don't know that the approach is to plot to get them out. I think we should ignore them as much as possible and focus on ourselves and our communities, our own freedom selves, if you will. I am deeply disturbed by prisoners, political prisoners like Schaefer Cox, who we had on the air many years ago before his untimely demise in a jail cell. Well, he's still alive, thank God, but you know, it was just horrible what happened to him and his growing grassroots movement with the militia in Alaska. And you know, I can't help to think that there's got to be a way for us to pick and choose our battles where we might not win right away in every instance, but in the long run, it's like a game of chess. We'll be better off. For instance, I'll give you an example. There is a very well-known contributor to the movement, used to be a very good friend of mine. And he watched me get arrested for showing people the footage of Building 7. And if you guys want to see your host, Bob Tuscan, for today's show get arrested, go to my YouTube channel and you can watch me get arrested. It's a fun thing. I like to show it to people. You know, hey, you want to see me get arrested? Let's watch this. Anyways, so I'm getting arrested for what is completely free speech, completely, you know, I'm doing nothing wrong whatsoever. It's just so freaking blatant. And on top of that, I'm exposing the smoking gun of what happened on 9/11. Well, long story long, this colleague of mine, this free speech guy, this guy in the movement, said that if that was him, he would have shot and killed the police that were trying to apprehend him. And that it is his natural law right to protect himself because of their unlawful attempts to detain him. And what would that have done but further create this notion to the mainstream media that we're evil, terrible? It would have done nothing for us. It would have only further demonized us and played into their hands, and that's not what we want. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, I am complete. See the doorway, the thousand churches, the resolution of all the bootless soldiers. Oh, I see the light.
All right, we're continuing things here. We have the ex-CDC chief saying that the Trump administration silenced him over the COVID issue. He says, this is one of my great disappointments, he told the House committee investigating the Trump White House COVID response. I didn't know COVID was a thing until recently, actually. I've been living under a rock. I thought that people just had bad colds and flus, and that was it. I didn't know there was this thing called COVID around. I had no idea. But apparently, now you have to be vaccinated to do anything on this planet. Vaccine passports, many years ago when I hosted this show, I was told, no, never, that will never happen. Now they're a reality. They're a thing. Went to Seattle a couple months ago on business. Of course, I was asked to show them my vaccine card. And at that time, I showed them the picture that I took of my mother's vaccine card And of course they accepted it because it's not about really being vaccinated. It's about falling in line with the status quo. This whole thing, this agenda, whether it's the terrorism, the war on terror, the war on drugs, the war on COVID, it's never been about any of the aforementioned items. It's always been about putting you in line. It's always been about making you the useless eater. Do what you're told, shut up, work your 9 to 5, and that's it. Lawsuit alleges a 15-year-old boy was driven to suicide by bullies saying he was unvaccinated. Is that where this is headed? We got kids bullying others that aren't vaccinated, which in my mind is a great thing. The kid was not vaccinated. He's bullied to the point in which he commits suicide? Wow. Nate Bronstein was tormented on a regular basis by other children at the Latin School of Chicago who claimed that the boy hadn't been vaccinated against COVID. I'm speechless when I read stories like this. It irks me to no end that we're living in a world of such ignorance, of such division, and I try not to play into their divide and conquer whenever possible. I really do. Because we become guilty of falling into it often. And at one point, I was far more polarized. I would scream on the rooftops that you're asleep, wake up, sheeple. You know, I was really evangelized. Can I speak straight? What's the word, Mr. Producer? Evangelized? Something like that. Anyways, who said I can speak to do a radio show? Anyways, at one point, I was far more against others out there who didn't see what was going on. And I feel like that's a major mistake because I think that, you know, obviously I'm going to speak my mind and not be complacent, apathetic. I'm going to tell people what I think. But I don't want to demonize those who are ignorant, who are falling for this. I love those people. I love those people. Come here. Give me a hug. You don't like vaccines? Let's hug it out. Or maybe they would run away because they might be afraid they're gonna catch something. But wait a second. If you're vaccinated, that means you're not going to catch something. I don't know. Well, up is down. Down is up. War is love. Love is war. This is a crazy world we live in. Andy in Texas, we're going to come back to you in just a second, but let's say hello to Naysay in Minnesota now on the line. Naysay in Minnesota, how are you? Naysay, what do you say?
Hello, my brother from the same Mother Earth. It's beautiful and wonderful to hear your voice once again on the airlines. If I may digress. Kevin Richard Shores
I agree completely. 100%. Yep.
Oracle days, my brother.
You remember those days? Oracle broadcasting?
Oh, with a huge smile on my face.
Those were the good old days. I mean, we had real grassroots talk radio when the internet was emerging with free speech. So much of that has been wiped away, though. And obviously we know that it was a trap to go on these social media sites. It was a trap to get this, you know, false sense of security that we had the internet. Therefore, we were able to wake up the masses. All of that was a massive trap that was quickly squashed. It was quickly censored. They turned it around on us. They marginalized it. They created so much fluff to distract from it. And I got to tell you, Oracle was maybe 15 years ago now. RBN's been on the air for equally as long. I don't know what we've accomplished. I mean, I don't think we're any better off. I feel like that's not an excuse not to provide information like this. That's not an excuse not to be on the airwaves. But at the same time, if I'm being realistic here, I feel like we're in the same place.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, I don't like to use the word crazy to diminish, you know, other entities. But, I mean, I feel like either I'm crazy or the world is insane. But it has been such a difference in the last 20 years. And I do think that is a significant date of the timeline of 9/11, where a major disruption in the force was felt by many a people. And unfortunately, the direction of the herd of bison hasn't changed. And possibly the cliff is getting closer. And to jump up in front of a herd of stampeding bison and saying stop is a little difficult. So
yeah,
if we
suicidal.
Can run with the bison and right. So if we can run with the bison and push a little to the left and a little to the right and have a wonderful voice in the darkness like yours, my friend, you know, it may help a little bit, it may help a lot, but when it comes down to it, collectively we as miraculous perfection of unique individualism, it is up to us to gather, to come unity, community, and change things for the better, because it's inevitable that change is going to occur. And if we could minimally neutralize the negativity or try to transmute it into positivity. But it's wonderful to hear your voice, brother, and keep up the fight. And may you find giggles abundantly throughout the chaos and new world order of it all.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. It's great to hear from you as well, my friend. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. And before I let you go, let's hear your prediction. What's coming up next? What should we look out for?
Well, as a born-again Anishinaabe, or born-again pagan, according to my ancestry, we are talking about our seventh fire prophecy that is at hand. And I hope I'm wrong, but unfortunately, you know, being in this truth movement for over 25 years and living or dying with Gulf War illness, which I think is a precursor to what's happening today with experimental inoculations, the powers that should not be, because I use the Queen's English in this household, but the powers that should not be, they're still working to their agenda. And until we collectively say no more, they're going to continue to trample on our rights because they're there for us to utilize. But if we don't stand up for them, they'll be taken away.
Agreed, brother. All right. Well, great to hear from you, Kevin. Stay strong. Well, we're still at it all these years later. We've lost a lot of good people over the years.
Absolutely.
Lost a lot of good people.
All right, brother. Be well. Share the giggles.
All right, man. Take care. 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or troll-free at 1-800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write that number down, because I'd love to hear from you still. 1-800-313-9443. In case you guys don't enjoy real life, in case your romantic lifestyle is not real good at the moment. I don't know if you're single or maybe your wife is, and you aren't having that connection of intimacy. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, because Meta, you guys know Meta by now, right? Meta is going to provide you with a solution. Because ultimately, part of the plan, right? Elon wants to put the Neuralink in your brain. They want to take you off of the planet. They want to put you in a pod just like the Matrix. They want to put you into the metaverse. They don't want you to be connected to the Earth. They don't want you to be grounded. They don't want you to be a part of nature. They want you to be in a virtual reality. And that's what the essence of the media is. It is a virtual reality already. It's a contrived narrative. But if your romantic lifestyle is not going well, maybe this will attract you, no pun intended, because now you can have a nice makeout session in the metaverse. That's right. Creepy metaverse users could soon have the power to tongue and kiss and whatever other nasty stuff they're going to come up with. Scientists have created a device that brings a feeling sensation to the mouth, lips, and tongue. They pulled it off by adding a load of special ultrasonic transducers to a virtual reality headset. If this doesn't creep you out, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what will. And that's where things are headed, in my opinion. They're headed down that slippery slope where you will no longer have any identity of your own. You'll be a part of the Borg collective, and that will be your reality. And that kind of stuff disturbs me. And I see it everywhere you look. They're promoting this sort of aberrant, satanic agenda. And this is nothing new to anybody who's listening. I get it. I'm preaching to the choir. But occasionally you see a headline like that, and like this one that I'm about to share with you, that deeply reiterates how disturbing of a planet we live on today. American Academy of Pediatrics book teaches 9-year-old girls that they can get, and if you have kids listening right now, Bob Tuscan Jr., I hope the radio's turned off because I don't want the kids hearing this. So turn your radio off for the family. We'll go back to some family-friendly material perhaps in just a moment. But I have to share this with you because this is a big part of the agenda. All right, the radio's off for the kids. American Academy of Pediatrics book teaches 9-year-old girls they can get erections. That's right. They're telling them they can get erections. The American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, Puberty Guide, created for children 9 through 12, teaches them that girls can get erections and boys can experience menstrual cycles. Up is down, down is up, war is peace, love is hate, hate is love. NPR, of course, the National Public Radio, pushing this. Talking about puberty can be awkward for any kid, they tweet on their Twitter account. Elon Musk, you might want to get rid of this kind of trash. Talking about puberty, NPR says, can be awkward for any kid. A new book tries to take the embarrassment out of growing up while being inclusive of everybody on the gender spectrum. What the hell is the gender spectrum? Somebody call in and tell me. 512, what's the number here? 512-248-8252. What the hell is the gender spectrum? The 150-page AAP guide is considered to be more inclusive of non-binary and trans kids. I got to tell you, I was at a yoga studio at a friend's event. A friend of mine is a big holistic health proponent. She does a great job. She invited me to this event. Of course, I went and supported her. She's a wonderful person, her and her husband and her two kids. And I went into the men's bathroom, and I noticed there were tampons available by the sink in the men's bathroom. And I had to do a double take. I for a second I said, did I go into the wrong bathroom? And I realized that I was in the right bathroom, and I went on and I whispered to her, I said, there's tampons in the men's bathroom? Really? Let me preface this by saying I don't really care, per se. But when we're dealing with the children and we're telling them that little girls can get erections, okay? And little boys can have menstrual cycles. This is where I cross the line. If you're an adult, you want to chop off the banana. If you're an adult, you want to grow a vagina or whatever you want to do, so be it. All the more power to you. Have fun with it, okay? Great. Don't harm me. We're good to go. But when they come after the children, this is what really gets my goat. And I'm not talking about the goats that I have on the homestead, of course. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Phone lines are starting to load up here. Let's speak with Doc Kelly in North California. And if we get interrupted by the break, we'll continue on the other side. Doc Kelly, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for your work and doing the show today. And yeah, if you're an older woman, want to put the boy-oing back in boy-oing, check out the world's strongest men, like the Irish dudes and the Scottish dudes. That'll give you some boy-oing. And
all right, let's hear more about that boy-oing and also go to Marcus and Charles on the other side, Doc Kelly. Stand by, Bob Tuscan, Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Well, it's clear to me.
There's a man
pretty clear to me
over there telling me I got to beware.
It's a horrible road we're going down, and it's up to us to take back control. It's up to us to grow freedom, and that's exactly what we're doing in our personal lives. I hope you're doing the same. And it's fun to be able to get on the radio and complain about some of this stuff, but also shift gears and focus on solutions whenever we can. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be just going on the radio and promoting fear porn. I want to talk about what we can do about it all. Because that, at the end of the day, I feel to be the most empowering thing we can do at this time. Let's finish up with Doc Kelly and then squeeze in a bunch of calls here. We have another hour after this, so don't worry. We got plenty of time to talk. Doc Kelly, you were telling me about how these guys with big muscles turn you on, something along those lines?
Oh, yeah. For the grown-up women, you know, the men, the dudes in Ireland and Scotland, the world's strongest men. Yeah, that's something cool to check out. They're still around. And, you know, here's another good, you know, issue with a solution. You know, it's terrible that they would, that anyone would promote anything to our posterity because they're precious. And unfortunately this year up at Lake Tahoe, speaking of letdowns and just impotent at its finest, this 4th of July, drones, D-R-O-N-E-S, drones instead of fireworks. But I have this beautiful solution. You can ask the local Indians for permission to come on their land, and they've got the best fireworks and the biggest, most delicious fish. And so boycott the creepies and go meet your local people that take care of the land and support them in the process.
That sounds like a plan for me. I appreciate that, Doc Kelly. You know, the Native Americans, they had that whole sovereignty thing figured out, didn't they?
Absolutely. And anybody that was looking to avoid the trap of the California Medi-Cal, M-E-D-I, Medi-Cal, you can go with one of the federal Indian health care plans. For example, Chapa Day is a good one in the Grass Valley area and Auburn. And, you know, if you have to visit that sort of, you know, if you need fracture, infection, tumor that are out of my scope of practice, you know, that's where I would go. And it was really cool to just be able to give Medi-Cal a couple of Ted Nugent middle fingers and proceed on. So thank you again for your work, and have a great time there at RBN.
Thanks. Yeah, having fun so far. Let's go to Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, how are you?
Hello, sir. Good afternoon to you.
What's up, man?
I've got a few things to say. I want to start with the with I lived my life when I was younger in college as a transgender.
You did?
And I went
well, Marcus,
through
hold on.
That
I gotta hear about this because I feel like you're about to tell me that things had changed. Well, obviously they've changed. Stay with me. Marcus is on the line. In his college days, he lived as a transgender individual. And when we come back next hour, we're going to talk with him, Charles, Andrea, James in Vancouver, and so many more coming up. It is Bob Tuscan on RBN. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.